residential technology, lighting specialist to architect, residential tech.
Welcome to Residential Tech Talks. I'm Jeremy Glowacki, executive editor of Residential Tech Today. Joining us on this week's podcast is Jory Raymer, the CEO of a company called Super that provides subscription care of home appliances and home systems. It's in a category of services called InsurTech that takes the more familiar home warranty to the next level with the addition of preventative care capabilities and the use of a consumer-friendly app or web interface. A service provider like Super isn't the typical guest on this podcast, but Jory wrote a really good guest article for our website on how smart home owners expect more from their service providers. And I wanted to learn a little bit more about his company and find out how service technicians are found that fix the various products and systems in the homes that they service. So, Jory, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Before we dive in completely to talk about Super, I thought it was interesting in the beginning of the article how you addressed your prior position with JumpTap, a mobile advertising company. You acknowledged that it was somewhat unrelated to subscription home care, but you did make a tie-in there that was interesting. I realized that there was a bit of a gap between those two companies, but how did you end up in the so-called InsurTech business, which is a term that we'll address later, but I wasn't familiar with until I read your article, after your previous company was acquired? How did that transition occur?
Yes. Yeah, so it was after the exit that I moved from Boston to the Bay Area because I wanted to get my next business started out here. Didn't know what it would be and didn't know who I would do it with. But the one thing I did know is I needed to buy a house because, frankly, my wife told me so. And I discovered through that process what most people do. Homeownership is painful. Yeah. It takes too much time, too much money, too unpredictable. Not the type of experience that I truly love. The experience that I love is being a renter because you pay a monthly subscription and it's somebody else's problem. To know who to call, to know what to do, and most importantly, how to do it within a budget. And so the question in my mind is, how can you own like a renter to enjoy your home, enjoy your equity without having to deal with the hassles of home ownership? And it was really, that was really the inspiration behind getting the business started. That was really the starting point.
Well, I have to say that the name Super is great. I love it. I was a New York City apartment dweller for 11 years. So the idea of calling your super when the AC stops working or whatever stops working was very familiar to me.
Coming from that part of the country, you get the name. Some people from other parts of the country don't get it unless they've seen an old episode of Friends, but I'm glad that you get it. Well, I'm also from that area. Yes.
It took me a second. It did. I thought it was maybe a little like a cocksure kind of attitude, but then I was like, wait a second, that makes a lot of sense now that I'm thinking about it. I also really like that some people could accidentally refer to you as Super CEO, like you're from the corporate version of the Marvel comics or something. So that's pretty awesome.
Never gets old.
Well played. Anyway, I was really curious how you would explain the difference between what a home warranty is versus what you do with Super. Because when my wife and I did leave New York and moved back to my home state of Indiana, she insisted, you had the insisting on the home ownership. I had the insisting on getting a home warranty with the home because we don't know what's going to break and we don't know how to fix it. It wasn't all it was cracked up to be for me at that time. It was kind of nice to have, but it never quite lived up to what we thought it was going to be. So I'm really curious what you do that makes it better than a traditional home warranty.
So I think your experience that you had with your warranty is consistent with a lot of people's experience in the home warranty industry with these incumbents that have been around for decades. Long hold times, poor quality service providers, incentivized to do the least amount of work possible, long delays in service, unreasonably denied claims, servicers upselling unnecessary work, bad. So we really started from the ground up building something very different. Not just shorter hold times, but a native app on your phone, which is unique in the category. Higher quality service providers with a proprietary engagement model that drives the right behaviors and aligns incentives between us, the servicer, and the customer. faster service by taking responsibility for end-to-end service delivery, starting just with the scheduling process, something you don't see elsewhere. Removing unreasonably denied claim categories and having more fair adjudication practices. And lastly is making sure we're protecting you from being upsold unnecessary work by managing service covered or uncovered and controlling the money from the customer to the servicer to make sure you're always treated fairly. And then after that, after fixing what was broken, we expanded it with more coverage, preventative services, and a concierge to coordinate service covered or uncovered. So you're really talking about something built from the ground up as something completely different.
And this category, InsurTech, is that mostly a term that's used for the investment community, or is that a broader thing? I was trying to learn more about it, but I didn't get very far. Can you explain where that came from?
Well, I think the term is broadly applied towards any technology company that is operating in this insurance category. There are a set of companies within InsurTech that are referred to as full stack InsurTech, that these are companies that are insuring one risk or another. Could be home, could be auto, could be health. In our case, we are insuring the risk of breakdowns in your home. But a set of full stack InsurTech businesses that are insuring the risk at the end of the day, but they're really doing everything end to end for the customer. So that's customer acquisition, service delivery, claims management, adjudication, just everything end to end. And that's really a full stack InsurTech business. And we are one of those full stack InsurTech businesses.
Okay. So now let's talk super. Walk through those levels of subscription. You mentioned the concierge, which I thought was really interesting. That's the one with the smart home products in it, I believe. So what are those different levels available to consumers?
Well, we have three different levels available on our website. The base level plan is going to give you generally the systems and appliances in your home and coverage for repair or replacement with a $75 copay. If you go to the next level up, and by the way, all three plans, I should say, come with maintenance services that are available, accessible via copay. Those maintenance services include things that can prevent breakdowns in the home, like dryer vent cleaning, like HVAC tune-up. These are things that could be cosmetic in nature, like a carpet cleaning. So there's a variety of different services that are available. Dryer vent cleaning is also something that'll prevent house fires. So it's also going to help you as it relates to your home insurance and reducing any risks associated with your making a claim on your home insurance. So you've got a variety of different services accessible via a copay, and that's applicable across all the services, all the levels of a plan. The mid-level plan also includes a package of things that are traditionally not covered by a lot of other home warranty companies that are out there. I'll give you one example of those modifications coverage. If there's a requirement for an installation of a new HVAC system or a new hot water system, then what we will do is we will cover the expenses not only of replacement of that system, but also the modifications required to install that new system. Historically, that's something that's not been covered by home warranties, and there's a variety of additional coverages that you get as part of that mid-level plan. We also have a Lux plan that's available, and there's some special bells and whistles there. Again, traditionally, you won't find elsewhere in the market, like brand-for-brand appliance coverage. So for a lot of people, they have a consistent brand of the appliances that they have within their kitchen or laundry room, and they want to remain being consistent. Mm-hmm. So whether that's somebody like me, I've got some GE appliances. It could be somebody who's got a Sub-Zero and wants to make sure they're getting a Sub-Zero replacement. Again, that brand for brand replacement coverage is valuable to a lot of people. There are other coverages in there, including fireplaces, outdoor fire pots. There's a lot of different coverages you're going to find on that Lux plan that for somebody that, regardless whether or not you're in a higher end home or you just want to make sure that you've got more things covered, might be interesting for you.
Great. And so I'm sure some people are going to ask, well, I can just call a service tech. What's the advantage of having this? And I could kind of make a case with what you've explained here, but how do you make that case? Your response time, is it better? Do you get moved to the priority top of the line kind of thing if you're using your service, and as opposed to calling directly to a service provider? Or what are some of those advantages to paying this like a monthly service fee for you? For your company?
Well, there are a lot of different advantages. And I would just start at a high level by saying, listen, we're going to save you time, money, and stress, all while increasing the value of your home. So just from a time perspective, something breaks, it's very inconvenient. You don't have to go out there looking for a good service provider. You don't have to have the worry that comes from whether or not you've got the right servicer in there, whether or not he's providing the right diagnosis based on the symptom, the right course of action based on that diagnosis. And if for whatever reason you needed to pay out of pocket for something, whether or not you're getting a fair price associated with that. Regardless, I mean, if you look at the tech home service sector as a whole, whether it's review sites, on-demand apps, marketplaces, the challenge is right now you can still find a five-star plumber, but you don't know whether or not you are getting ripped off or not. Mm-hmm. And how there's just no other service out there that is really protecting you against that outside of what we are doing for our business. So we're going to save you time there. We're going to save you money because at the end of the day, not only are we covering the cost associated with these this work to be done, repair, replace, but what ends up happening is there's a lot of challenges for homeowners when servicers have a lot of information that are available that's available to them, but homeowners do not. Mm-hmm. And in a case where you might need to have a more expensive work done, again, we want to make sure that that more expensive work, whether it's on our dime, whether it's on your dime, that's the appropriate course of action in that particular situation. When you're working with us, you're working with a business that has data, technology, institutional knowledge to make sure the appropriate work is being done at the appropriate price, whether it's for us or for you. So we're going to save you money at the end of the day. We're going to save you stress. Again, a lot of these expenses can come at unexpected times. For a lot of people, they might not have been budgeting for very expensive events to have occurred in your home. And we can increase the value of your home when you consider the fact that we're providing a set of maintenance services that are available. So again, if we're better maintaining your home, we're reducing the likelihood of a breakdown, we're reducing the likelihood of a home insurance claim that can end up on your CLUE report. So there's a whole lot of reasons why at the end, and you've got a singular service record for all the work that we have done to your home. Almost think about it like a Carfax of the home. So when you sell the home down the road, you've got definitive evidence of the work that you've done associated with the home. So you're really talking about something built very different from a tech home service business that's out there or any of those other companies that are providing breakdown coverage. We're here to save you time, money, and stress, increasing the value of your home.
So what all goes into the back end of knowing what the fair price is for something, or whether the answer they're giving on a repair is accurate on your end?
Well, it takes data, it takes technology, and it takes the investment in institutional knowledge in the organization. So we know through our data that is organized in a way to understand this is the type of equipment, this is the type of work that might be done, this is the appropriate pricing for that. We understand that local market pricing, because the pricing mm-hmm. in Dallas is going to be very different than the pricing in DC. We're working with our service providers to make sure that they are continuing to move the ball forward with us in terms of the cost, quality, efficiency of the work that they're doing together with us. And you've got a lot of people on staff who have that institutional knowledge because they've been trained in the domain. And so when you combine all of those things, all of those ingredients go towards the service experience that we are delivering to you.
And we'll continue our conversation with Jory Raymer after a short break.
For 25 years, Leon has been dedicated to creating innovative products that mix art with audio and design with technology. Knowing that technology is an integral part of modern interior design, Leon's collection of customizable speakers and technology concealment solutions is designed to deliver both sound and style to any space. From signature soundbars that seamlessly blend in with the display to art and frames that turn your TV into a work of art, Leon's products are built to order and handcrafted just for you to ensure a perfect match every time. Visit www.leonspeakers.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Jory Raymer, CEO of Super. Jory, you were talking about your experienced folks on the behind the scenes, I guess, that have done maybe the job of a plumber or an electrician, that type of thing. So you literally have people on staff that have been in those roles so they can kind of give you the real deal on how things work sometimes?
We have people on staff that have been through technical training to understand how these things work and make sure that when we are receiving a diagnosis from a service provider based on the symptom that has emerged or a course of action based on that diagnosis, that it passes a sniff test.
Okay.
And generally, because we are doing a lot to hold servicers accountable and make sure that we were driving great performance for our customers, generally those things align. But if for whatever reason those things were not to align, then at that point we may choose to send out another service provider to get a second opinion to make sure that we're really validating the facts on the ground. So it's the combination of a variety of different business processes. You know, the one other thing that I'll also mention, going to what we were talking about before, is the fact that at the end of the day, we have the buying power across many homes. And as a result of that, that allows us to work with service providers in unique ways that relate to cost, quality, and efficiency of the work that we do. And we're also making sure that we are working with service providers of high integrity. And if there's one thing more than anything else that I think is the most important, it is working with partners of high integrity. And we can actually quantify that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about how you go about finding the professionals that work with you. So it's got to be a huge network in each part of the country that you you're in, because you can't just have one that is going to be overwhelmed. So that process must be quite involved, seeking those companies out, and then what's on it in the arrangement for them? Do you they're still an independent company, right? And they're just affiliated and available for your services?
Yeah. So these are licensed, insured, incorporated entities. They've already done background checks on their techs. They already have established online reputations even before we work with them. And then we reach out and we start to work together with them and we start to give them jobs, which is very different than what the experience that they're going to have working with any of those other tech home service platforms that I was describing before. Review sites, marketplaces, on-demand apps. That a lot of times reaching out to these service providers and asking those service providers to spend money on those platforms. And that's not what we're asking them to do. Okay. We're reaching out and we're saying, we've got jobs. Are you interested in doing jobs? And more times than most, they say yes. And what we say, great. What we're looking for in return is, you know, better costs, better quality, better efficiency based on the buying power and the volume of jobs that we can provide to your business. And it is more efficient for those service providers when you take into consideration that they do not need to invest in things like customer acquisition. We take on a lot on ourselves, on our own shoulders, as it relates to customer service, billing, collection, bad debt, reputation management, procurement. There's a lot of things that we are taking on that help support their efforts. So for the customers that we are sending, there's a level of efficiency associated with that portion of their overall book of business. So that's the type of engagement that we, where we start the conversation with them. But I think finding a servicer and vetting a servicer, you know, that is less interesting than perhaps what is more interesting around the way that we hold servicers accountable and drive performance. And in that case, what we are doing is we are looking at a unique set of metrics that relate back to, as I mentioned before, cost, quality, efficiency, and integrity. And if you are doing great along those metrics, we're going to increase the job volume commitments that we make to you over time. You can't get a job volume commitment on a review site or a marketplace or an on-demand app, but we'll stand up to a set of job volume commitments based on your performance. Do a good job, you get more. Do a bad job, you get less. And that's what the engagement looks like with Super. And I think as a result of that, we've been able to attract a set of service providers that are unique to our business that you won't find, you know, versus your traditional home warranty companies that are out there.
And how long has the company been in business so far?
About 5 or 6 years now.
Okay.
And so, you know, we operate across 9 markets across 6 states today.
Okay.
And we've recently raised our Series C round of funding, and we are aggressively moving forward on additional geographic expansion.
Okay. So the major cities are represented at this point, or what's the geographic mix?
You've got major markets in there like DC and Baltimore Metro, Chicago, major markets through Texas like Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin. You've got Phoenix in Arizona, and more recently, Atlanta in Georgia.
Okay. And I was curious more about the maintenance part of it as well. So if you're in a plan that has a maintenance category represented, is that a scheduled where the homeowner does not have to know, hey, it's time for the dryer exhaust to be cleaned out, the vent to be cleaned out, or whatever it is? Because obviously that's the thing that homeowners, they may know that it has to be done, but they forget about it. Are these maintenance things just like scheduled based on what the tech is they have in their home, or how does the maintenance part work?
We have a whole catalog of services that are available for our subscribers that are accessible via copay. And to your point, yes, today our subscribers would choose to take advantage of, you know, maintenance service A or B or C. And we also have a lot of content that they can see, you know, how to better maintain their home. Mm. You can see that up on our website. But I think over time, yes, what you'll see is more personalized, more preventative, more predictive, more proactive services driven through a native app. That's absolutely, you know, the direction of the business, being an insurtech business.
Right. Well, to kind of wrap up, most of my audience are smart home, smart tech professionals. They do the service and installation of these systems. I know your Lux program covers smart home devices. So, what sorts of products would you categorize in that smart home space that you would be, your company would be willing to service? I know like you've got smart speakers and things like that. Would that be the typical, or door locks and that type of thing too?
Well, yes. So today our high-end plan does provide smart home device coverage. You won't find that from your traditional home warranty. So it's things like doorbells, outdoor floods, thermostats, those types of devices, locks, smart home device locks. But in addition to that, we have R&D efforts in place right now to look at a whole set of technologies that will provide us with more efficient service experience for our customers, and just be more proactive about the work that we do together with them. And I would say that a lot of these are emerging technologies mm-hmm. that service providers are learning more and more about. I mean, I'll give you the example of my HVAC service provider for my home. This is a service provider of very high quality, very high integrity. I am lucky to have such a service provider that I get to work together with. But yet at the same time, on his last visit, which was very recent, I showed him some of the technologies that we currently are, you know, working with in our R&D capabilities. And despite the fact you have somebody of such high integrity and high quality, he was not aware of the availability of those technologies. So we certainly would encourage service providers to make sure that they're up on all the latest and greatest technologies. And we're actually working with our service providers as a part of these R&D efforts to help them understand what technologies are available out there, how to install these things, and how to work with them over time.
Well, to final question, if a homeowner wants to sign up with Super, what's that onboarding process entail right out of the gate?
You can go to our website. It's hellosuper.com. Go to our plans and pricing section. You can click on either level one, level two, or level three of our product that's available there. And from there, it's name, address, and telephone number, and you're off and running.
Great. Well, Jory Raymer, thanks so much for joining me today. It's been great chatting about Super.
Thank you.
Jory Raymer is a Super CEO, the CEO of Super. You can learn more about his company, like he said, at hellosuper.com. That wraps up today's show. If you're new to Residential Tech Talks, please subscribe to the weekly podcast and consider rating and reviewing us wherever you listen or watch us. Also, check out the latest residential tech news at the magazine's website, restechtoday.com, where you can also subscribe to the monthly print or digital magazine and to our Tuesday and Friday email newsletters. Until next time, please stay safe, stay inspired, and let us know if you have a great story to tell.
Residential Tech Talks, lighting specialist, Arc Residential Tech Talks. Home automation, smart device, home or smart house.